Amen. I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you guys for praying for me. I've been through a little bit of a journey this year, but you know, God took care of us. You know, sometimes we think we can't take no more, Lord. But God always seems to make a way for us, no matter what we're going through. He seems to find the path that we need to follow. Amen? Sometimes God lets us bump into things to realize, hey, this ain't working. What should I do now, Lord? And he's saying, I was hoping you would ask me. God loves us. We're His children. Aren't you glad you have a Father? Amen. And He truly is our Heavenly Father. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father, I just thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. Thank You for Your kindness, Your tenderness, Lord, that You have towards Your children. Thank You for the patience that You have, and that You know, God, how frail we are. And God, You have a perfect plan for our lives, and You have mapped it out. You have gave us the victory to endure whatever comes our way. And I just pray today, Lord, that You bless Your word as You always do, and bless Your servant, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to Your people. And we give You praise and glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I was looking back at this year myself in prayer and just contemplating some things that had been going on in the world around us. We are really, truly living in perilous times. We can see it on the TV. The devil is so proud of what he does, he doesn't even hide it anymore. They even applaud unrighteousness. They take pleasure in it. They make money off of it. They make our kids think it's good to be bad. So we are living in a very precarious time, but also in a time, I think, of greatness. Because as dark as it is, that is when our God shines the brightest. Can you say amen? I find myself looking back at the troubles and the trials and the things that I've been through, and I'm sure some of you have been through some really difficult times and lost some loved ones along the way. But I am encouraged because I've been living for the Lord a few years now. You know, I kind of have practice going through some troubles and trials. I tell my kids all the time, if you looked at my back, you'd see a lot of stripes back there. Because the Lord loves me a lot. He has chastised me many times. You know, that's how you know God loves you. I mean, we know He loves us, but we know He really loves us when He chastens us and gives us correction. How many of you know what I'm saying? Amen? I remember my grandmother chastised me when I was a child, and when she was putting a spanking on me, she was crying. I'm saying, why are you crying? Because you broke my heart. Then it made me cry more. So it's something about when the Lord loves you enough to correct you. Because that correction is done for your own good. Isn't that great? So many people in the world are wondering, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through these things? Why is all this chaos in my life? And they never look to God. They never look to see, God, what's going on in my life? What have I done? Have I forsaken You? Some of them don't even know God to even go to Him in prayer. They know of a religion. They know about Christ. They even know that this is Christmas Day. But they really don't know God. Aren't you glad that we know our Redeemer? Amen? So I want to start off with a passage of Scripture in Isaiah. And it kind of brings about this thought in our minds. To whom then will You liken me? This is the Lord. Or to whom shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up Your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brought out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of His might and strength of His power, no one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord,
the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. That passage of Scripture kind of speaks for me. Sometimes you wonder, God, where are you really at? You know, I've been living for you. I've done the things I'm supposed to do. Why is this trouble coming my way? Sometimes we see that problem for our loved ones, for our children, for our family members. We can see the trouble they're going through. And we often wonder, why don't they ask God? Why don't they look to God? Because they don't know yet. You know, a teacher is someone who teaches you when you're a child to learn how to read or write. A teacher gives you that instruction. A teacher gives you that direction. But without a teacher, you would never learn unless someone teaches you. Aren't you glad today that we have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit? He is the teacher. He is the leader. He is the guider. He guides us into all truth. Sometimes the things that we are so complicated in our lives, God has the solution for it, and it's not the one that we want. Sometimes God says no. How many of you know that sometimes God says no? And no is the right answer sometimes, because He knows ultimately that's not good for us. Same way the teacher, the Holy Spirit, He will teach us this is not good. I know my mom would kind of give me guidance along the way. I'd want something. I'd just keep insisting until I got what I wanted. Then after I got it, how many of you realize you wish you never had it? Huh? Right? So God is tender towards us that way. He loves us. He saved our soul. He paid salvation. Our eternity is secure in Him. But while we're here on planet Earth, how many of you know we got to learn to walk with the Lord? Amen? Sometimes we need to learn obedience. Obedience is something that has to be taught. And sometimes that obedience is taught, how many know, through suffering. Unfortunately, we have to suffer sometimes so God can teach us, so He can teach us to depend on Him. Man, I'm telling you, I'm speaking to Alan. I know the Lord has taught me so many times, if you would have just depended on me, it would be not as hard as it is, but I'm still here. Aren't you glad even when you mess up, even when you make a mistake, even when you get caught up in your own self and you forget to inquire of the Lord, aren't you glad He doesn't leave you? He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way. Aren't you glad He'll go all the way with you? I am glad that He will never let me down. I have let Him down, but He has never let me down. I tell you what makes me so humble to be here in this spot is I'm the broken vessel that He put back together. I'm the stubborn one that wouldn't listen. But His Holy Spirit kept dealing with my heart. Aren't you glad the Holy Spirit can talk to your heart and say, hey, 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 listen to here. This isn't going to work. Man, through the years, I've learned to listen to that still, small voice. You know, I've been raised in a lot of atmospheres and churches, Pentecostals and all of them, and I love all that great experience. But when the dust settles and all the happiness is gone, and you're all by yourself and you're alone, and you're going through a journey and no one is there but you and the Lord, what do you have to hold on to? I tell you, God's Word is everything that I have to lean on. Aren't you glad you have God's Word? Because God gave us His Word. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Right? He was the Word. He is the Word. And it was Him in the beginning. All things were made by Him. Without Him, there was nothing made that was made. So God and His Word are one in the same. So listen, if God and His Word is one in the same, the only tangible thing that I have that I can hold in my hands, that I can read with my eyes, is His Word. And there's something else that comes along when I read His Word. I have the Holy Spirit. It witnesses to me that this is truth. There's no doubt about it. When you read God's Word, and it is Him explicitly speaking, saying what you need to hear at that very moment, you don't need a crowd. You have that still small voice. You have that knowing that you know that God says, I'm with you. You know, when I first got to know the Lord, I was full of fire and all that stuff, and I was ready to blaze a trail. And I made a few mistakes along the way and burned a few people along my way. You know, you can take this word. You can uplift people. You can help people. But did you know you can take the same word and you can hurt people with it? I am one of those people that got hurt because I listened to someone who did not rightly divide that word and told me something, and they were saying it for their own gain. But when I started reading the word for myself, I met the Jesus that I got to know at the altar. I met Him on the face of the pages of this Bible. And then I began to know who God really is. Aren't you glad you know who your Redeemer lives? Amen? He says in this scripture, it even says this, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. This is what He does. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. God knows that we're going to fall along the way. But those who wait on the Lord, how many knows how about waiting? Amen? That waiting is an expectation, though. When you have failed and failed and failed, and then you got nowhere else to go. How many know I don't have a back door? If it's not for Jesus, I don't know where else I would go. Amen? So for me, there's only one way to go, and that is straight forward. Paul says, I march towards the mark of a high calling, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen? So we have got to keep our eyes forward, looking unto Jesus, because He is our only hope. Amen? So it says, but to those who wait on the Lord, He shall renew their strength. I mean, no, there's a renewing that comes from the Lord. Amen? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's so amazing how God enables us in the most difficult times of our lives. And I've read the whole Bible, and I've read a lot of people's struggles. I've heard about a lot of people who went through a lot of things. Miraculously, God made a way for them. He will do the same for you today. I'm telling you, my message today is God is faithful. God is faithful. Can you say amen? God is faithful. Without Him, there is no hope in this world. With our best education, with our best universities, with all the greatest minds in the world, they're not solving the problems today in the world. The only solution for our problems is Jesus. Can you say amen? Now let's talk about faith a little bit. Let's go to Hebrews. I love this passage of Scripture in Hebrews. This whole chapter of Hebrews here is like what I call my hall of fame, my faith. I look to that passage of Scripture. I go here to find what I need encouragement for. Amen? You know, when you want to bake a cake, you go get the ingredients from someone who bakes a good cake, right? You don't go copy the ingredients from someone that you've never tasted that cake and see that it was good, amen? So in God's Word, there's a recipe. There's a recipe in God's Word for loneliness, depression, and anxiety. There's a recipe for finance. There's a recipe for every solution in our lives. But you have to be hurting, or you have to be hungry, or you have to be thirsty. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. So we have to come to God with a need. How many know we need God? Amen. It's easy to praise God when everything is going great and going good. Even then, I am most nervous when things are going good. See, I've lived long enough to know things are going too good here. Something might just sneak up here on me. How many feel like that sometimes? So I'm kind of used to some struggles in my life. You know, a test is what life is about. Every day it's a test. How many know that we are more than overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Amen? I hear we was having some testimonial services planned or doing it. Because that's wonderful. We have a testimony that we've overcome. Amen? Let's read how these people overcame. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report, a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Think about that. The things that we see that we think are tangible were made by invisible, powerful. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, to which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it bringing dead, yet still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's the key. Seeking him. Waiting on the Lord. Seeking the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. And seeking the Lord. It's that time of waiting. That season, nothing's happening. That's the time God is getting us seasoned just right. See, God doesn't have to change. He is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. I change not, saith the Lord. God's circumstances hasn't changed. He's still King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is being done. The question is his will being done in our lives? So that waiting that we have to do. By faith, Noah being divinely warned of things not yet to come or not seen, moved with great godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. You say faith, amen? Faith is the substance. Faith is the key. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. How many of there's a key? You couldn't get in your car today. You couldn't drive down the road today without a key, amen? You wouldn't use the padlock key on the car key because it wouldn't work. There are keys in God's Word. There are passages of Scripture that are designed specifically to meet the need or the recipe that you need in your life. But sometimes that would require you having to turn off the TV, turn off the normal flow of life. Shut things down. How many of you know sometimes God wants us to take a country drive? Turn off the phone and just get along with the Lord so he can give us the key. There is a key that God has given us to open everything we need. How do we receive salvation? By faith. God can't get it to you if you don't believe he can. Faith is what this is all about, this whole journey through life. And how shall the just live? The just shall walk by faith. So we're on a journey of faith. I am a product of living by faith. Through the troubles and the trials and the things I've been through, and I know some of you have some wonderful, amazing testimonies. We are also in this hall of fame of faith. My name ain't written in Hebrews, but it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's being written every day. Alan lived by faith. How did you live? How did you get through that trouble that you just went through? You didn't do it. God did it. Aren't you glad when God does something that man can't do? It's terrible to be in a situation when the doctors say no. There's no more hope. We can't do anymore. How many but God can? Sometimes God does the most extraordinary thing at the most worst time in our lives. It's not that He can't do it before. It seems like we seem to place a demand on the Lord when situations is real rough. You know, when an urgency comes up and the tire's flat on the car, that creates a different attitude. Now I got to fix the flat tire. I can't go nowhere until I fix this. God does us the same way. He is always waiting on us. And we're not always waiting on Him. But when we learn to wait on the Lord, and we put our faith and trust in Him, and you know, He shows up. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has showed up for me in my life. It's been an amazing thing to see the things that God has did. But I look back at my life, things could have been better if I'd have learned to walk with the Lord. I mean, we got to walk with the Lord. Amen? Every day. Every day. Paul said, I die daily. Why did he die daily? Because he knew he had to deal with old Paul. He knew before his feet hit the ground, I got to deal with Paul today. I got to deal with Alan. So let's just take care of that Alan guy today. And how do we take care of that? We kill that old flesh with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen? And how do you hear unless someone preach? And how can they preach except they be sent from God? Amen? So we need faith. God wants us to have faith in Him for everything in our life. How many want to grow closer to the Lord? I want to grow closer to the Lord. You know, when you've had all the things you need in life, and you've got a car and a house and food and groceries and everything, and that's, you think, I used to say, God, if I could just have those things, I'd be happy. But there's still something missing, isn't there? We need a closer walk with the Lord, amen? It's something about that relationship that only comes from the intimacy of being with the Lord. There's no comparison in the whole world when you really know Jesus and He knows you. How many know there were some devils that were being cast out, and they said, Paul we know and Jesus we know, but who are you? God knows us. The devil knows who we are. So let's just finish reading here. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing whither he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker was God. This is all by faith. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born as many as the stars of the sky and multitudes, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were assured of them, embraced them, confess that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And surely if they be called to mind that country from whence they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared a city for them. Amen. God gives us hope for the future. Amen? The Bible said that my people perish because they lack a vision. When you lose sight of hope, of what you're hoping for, you lose the direction in your life. You know, my wife said to me when I came out of the hospital in this February, and I had that heart attack, she said to me, she said, you know, Alan, she said, you would probably be better if you would get back in the pulpit. That was in February, you know. It would be better if you could get behind a piano and start being who God called you to be. She said that to me in February. And I know she's not here, and she really wants to be here. And she really is glad that I'm here in this spot. So she had the fortitude to tell me, you need to be where God wants you to be. Amen? Now, this is my story. This is my testimony. Sometimes we think that we could just go on a journey on our own. How many of the children of Israel went on a journey too, and they wandered around for 40 years, so they got it right. Amen? But God rose up a generation. And I'm glad today that the Lord is raising up a generation again today. It is no pleasure in walking in the wilderness. Amen? It's good to be in the land of promise. They were looking for a land of promise. They were looking forward to the land of promise. How many know we living in the land of promise? We have prosperity in every court. Our brother was sharing with me today that someone made a great contribution, and they're giving food to these people in Kentucky. We are the most blessed nation on the planet. And we have all that we need and more than some. So what do we need? We need to have a closer walk with the Lord so we can be an influence to people. Amen? I hope and pray that I can continue to be an inspiration and a part of this wonderful family. So I want to read one more passage of Scripture, Hebrews 12. Let's think about what Jesus had to go through. I'm going to back up and just read verse 1, 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run the endurance and the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Listen to what he did. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. How many know who our hero is? Jesus is my hero, amen? You know, in the garden that night, he prayed three times. He said he prayed so hard that his sweat became as blood, drops of blood. He agonized over the event that he was born to do. I don't know about you, but I've had some tough times, but I haven't had anything like that. And he prayed so earnestly, is there any other way? Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus set us the example of how to get through this journey through life. When times get tough, and they will. When times get hard, and they do. Jesus showed us the way. He said he endured the mockings. He endured the persecution. He endured the pain for the joy that was set before him. You see, we need joy in our lives too. We need to have the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. When's the last time you just been so happy in Jesus that you just started laughing? I get a blessing out of our sister. She keeps me cracking up and laughing all the time. What a wonderful joy it is to have a good, lighted heart about things. Doesn't mean we don't suffer. Doesn't mean things don't make us feel sad. But sometimes we just need to laugh. You know, the Bible says offer to God a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice is something you really don't have. A sacrifice is something you really don't feel like giving. The best times of my life is when I just said, Lord, I'm just going to praise you right now no matter what. In spite of what's going on, I'm going to praise you. How many know that God shows up? He'll touch you with his mighty hand. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we will endure to the end. Can you say amen? If you will, this is the close of my service. Please stand up. You know, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Today, if you're going through some trials and troubles, and you need prayer, with all the wonderful people in here that love the Lord, you can come forward and we'll pray with you. And I definitely will be glad to pray with you. And we want to give everybody an opportunity to make peace with the Lord in their heart. But looking around here, I think everybody here knows Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is dealing with every one of us. Let's just bow our heads just for a minute. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for loving us, giving us your peace. Thank you for giving us the path of righteousness that you set before us. Thank you, God, for giving us your word that leads us and guides us into all truth. Lord, I just bless this wonderful family. I ask you, God, any of those that are hurting, any of those that are in suffering or going through a time, a tough time, God, we ask you to bless them and minister to them, Lord. Lord, we give you praise today. We ask you to bless Pastor Chris and their family and their journeys of their own. Keep their hand upon them, Lord. Bless our church family, those that are not here, God. We pray for those today that are need a touch from you. We ask you, Jesus, right now, as we give this close of service, that you have your way in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.